Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome Dr. Erwin Miller, who is a gynecologic oncologist at Allegheny Health Network. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. Doc, give us a perspective on how pervasive ovarian cancer and these types of cancers are.
Ovarian cancer is one of our more rare types of gynecologic cancers. We see probably 17 to 18,000 cases in the United States every year, certainly less common than a lot of other types of gynecologic cancers we see, but it is responsible for a large number of mortalities because it's detected late generally.
So what would a woman be looking for as early signs and symptoms?
Signs of ovarian cancer in general are fairly vague. So a lot of women, you know, when ovarian cancer is at an early stage are relatively asymptomatic, but some symptoms that women should watch out for are change in appetite, feeling full quickly when they're eating, as opposed to being able to sit down and eat a full meal, some nausea, abdominal bloating, pelvic pain, potentially change in the way they urinate or move their bowels.
Is denial an issue when it comes to this, that they just don't want to admit that, hey, there may be something serious going on here?
Generally, that's the rare circumstance. Most patients seek help when their symptoms develop. I mean, most of my patients report to me that they've had symptoms for 1 to 2 weeks before they're in my office.
I think usually, Doc, as a stereotype, men are probably a little more in denial overall when it comes to medical issues.
I'm a gynecologist. I don't pretend to know what goes on in the male head.
Well, that's...
Disclaimer noted.
That's where we all run afoul, trying to figure out what's going on in our significant other's head. But back to the issue of ovarian cancer. I mean, I'm assuming that this is treatable.
It is treatable. We have a lot of really optimistic treatments right now, both tried and true treatments that we've used since the 90s, and also some new treatments on the horizon. In general, ovarian cancer is best treated with a combination of surgery and chemotherapy. That can be in either order, either chemotherapy first or surgery first. It's definitely not a one-shoe-fits-all type of disease. We have a lot of really optimistic research going on with the advent of a drug class called PARP inhibitors. Those have really shown new promise in ovarian cancer, and we're actively looking at the role of immunotherapies in ovarian cancer, which are a pretty hot topic through cancer globally.
And those are some of the new innovations in medical technology to help treat ovarian cancer, correct? And a lot of that's happening here in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. I know here at AHN we have multiple clinical trials, both for primary ovarian cancer and recurrent ovarian cancer, looking at the role of some of these drug classes in treatment.
What about demographics? I mean, are we talking about a specific demographic that is more vulnerable to ovarian cancer, or what's the situation?
Mm-hmm. Most of my patients come to me in their late 50s, early 60s, obviously women. The biggest demographic that we need to look at and not forget about is patients that have a family history of breast and ovarian cancer. We know that somewhere around 20 to 25% of our ovarian cancers are related to genetic mutations. And if we are diligent to perform genetic testing and look at patients' family history, we may be able to prevent some of these cancers from happening.
There is a walk, Together in Teal, Ending Ovarian Cancer. That is Sunday, September 15th at the North Park Pool Loop. Anyone in that area knows the big pool and the loop around it. Starts registration at 8 o'clock with opening ceremonies, and that is again a week from Sunday. Together in Teal, ending ovarian cancer, and doctor, we appreciate your time this morning.
Happy to be here.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.